Light from the heart of God. For your better understanding, I shall again remind you that the light from the heart of the God self, in its descent into physical form, goes straight from the secret chamber of the heart. From there it is returned to the brain, and the impulse of light thus reaches the sense consciousness of what is called the intellectual understanding. The instruction from the I Am Presence thus descends on its ray of light, and reascending upward, directs the brain cells to follow out certain divine directions which would make the outer self a full representative of the God self. The brain cells, however, are also connected with the five outer senses to the world of appearance. The vibrations from the world of appearance are also constantly reporting to the brain. This is an accretion of fact and fancy picked up from the world without. The brain then has to struggle between accepting the divine direction from the heart or the dictates of so-called reason from the appearance world. Since it is the way of man to follow the line of least resistance, the pressure of feeling therefore prefers to accept the report of the outer senses, and so, as a general rule, the divine direction coming from the heart is ignored. Thus the individual becomes a pawn of the appearance world until, through contemplation and divine wisdom, he learns in peace to obey the directions of the heart, even in the face of the most appalling appearances to the contrary. Continuing so, man will never make consistent advancement upon the spiritual path or be of value to the spiritual hierarchy except in spurts. But be not discouraged, friends of my heart, for I too walked earth's ways, even as you do today. We are grateful and we love you for every spurt and every effort. By meditation, the chela can so train himself to watch the light descending from the presence into the heart and then reascending to the brain, so that he can clearly hear the directions of the presence as he can hear a voice on the radio. Although, I might add, in most instances, it is more of a flash picture than a worded expression. The pathway to mastery lies in the controlled consciousness, which is a radiating center of the causes and divine direction. You recognize, accept, and expand the God consciousness through peaceful study, contemplation, and one-pointed attention to the light from the heart of the inner one. And so today, as each of my beloved chelas resolves to make a more determined effort to hear and follow the divine guidance from within, in love, I pour greater blessings upon you.